Every so often, we need a reminder that personal growth isn't just what we add to our lives, but what we're willing to shift, release, and redefine. That's why I've decided to bring back this powerful conversation I had with Mary Kaminska, entrepreneur, mindset coach, and creator of the TEAT system. Mary shares how setting boundaries, managing our thoughts, and prioritizing self-care can transform the way we lead ourselves and the way we show up for others. So if you're feeling stretched thin or stuck in old patterns, this episode will inspire you to reclaim your energy, reframe your mindset, and step into the version of yourself you were truly meant to be. And by the way, let me know if it does help after you revisit this inspiring conversation with Mary Kaminska. Relationships rule. That's my motto. I'm Janice Porter, and I love to share the power of relationship marketing to help grow and impact business. I've grown my business by building and nurturing relationships, and I'd like to help you do the same. Welcome to the Relationships Rule podcast, where connection means everything. Hi, everyone, and welcome to this week's episode of Relationships Rule. My guest today is Mary Kaminska, and I want to just say hi, Mary, and welcome.
Hi, Janice. Thank you so much for having me.
My pleasure. Mary and I haven't known each other that long. We did meet through a little networking online group that we both belonged to and took it from there, really, because now we've connected in so many different ways. And I want to just mention a couple of things because Mary is definitely an entrepreneur. She does so many different things and she helps a lot of people with the things that she does. I think first and foremost, and I think what has, and correct me if I'm wrong, Mary, but what I think has influenced her a lot in her life today is 18 years with a direct sales company. And that's a long time. And I know from my experience with network marketing, same thing, network marketing, direct sales are under the same umbrella. I have learned and been drawn to a lot of personal growth. And I think you probably would agree with me. I'm not sure. What do you say to that?
Oh, I agree 100%. When I worked in corporate, I was never given that opportunity. They don't really want you to grow.
Yeah.
And so you kind of have to, when you're your own boss, you have to figure things out. So I 100%, that's one of the many things I love about being an entrepreneur is I'm forced to grow.
Yeah, exactly. So along with the direct sales company that you've been with for all of that time, I know that you, that you're certified, mindset coach, certified master mindset coach. And you also teach this 4-week course called T, as in T.E.A, which stands for thoughts guide our emotions and influence our actions. And I want to start there because I just took this course with you. And
yes, you
I
did.
Know my audience can't see this, but eventually maybe they will. And that is the booklet that went with the course called T. And you did such a great job, Mary, that I wanted to start there because everything about that program speaks to relationship. And in this case, relationship with self. And it's really an important thing that a lot of us let go by the wayside, having self-care and learning more about ourselves and being not so hard on ourselves all the time. So I'd love you to tell my audience a little bit about the program and maybe even how it started and what your wish is for it.
I love that. Thank you, Janice. And I was so grateful that you joined it and that you found value in it. And the journey to be where I am is quite interesting. And I think everyone is because we all have a story. It was in 2018. And if you had asked me if I had boundaries, I said yes, but I really didn't. I would tell you what you could or couldn't do, but I didn't really know how to communicate it. And I sure as heck didn't know how to follow through with it. And so the day that I needed to call the police and my son was arrested from my house for using heroin. There happened to be a boundaries class that night, and I said yes, and I went down there not knowing what I was walking into. Lots of signs pointed me to why I was supposed to be there. So I ended up, after a year of practicing, get a phone call asking if I would be interested in co-facilitating the class. And I was like, you're funny. Like, I ain't got these figured out. And she said, no, she said, you are practicing them. That's what it's all about. And I'm seeing the results of what you're doing with your son and even with your business. And so I really just I want you to spend some time and just really process that. And what have I got to lose, right? Like, I'm gonna learn, because a lot of times when we teach, we learn even more than when we're a student,
Absolutely.
right? And so that started a beautiful journey, and did that for over 3 years. And even when COVID hit, it was in person, and we were at the process wanting it to go to multiple locations. It was only at one location, and we were wanting it to get to multiple locations. And then we had finally gotten one at one location, the one at the big location where I was, and COVID hit. And we had to figure out what to do, and Zoom it became. And so we took those two courses, and then everything was on Zoom. And Janice, you got to realize, I heard you say 4 weeks, and you just went through 4 weeks. When I first took the course, the boundaries actual course itself, it was 9 weeks. It then became 13 weeks because everybody wanted it longer. It was also 2.5 hours
Each class or
each week, each
wow.
week, right? So
What was the actual name? It wasn't just called
it was
bound.
boundaries,
Oh,
just
just
boundaries.
boundaries. And okay.
Dr. Henry Cloud and Townsend are the ones who wrote it. It's been around for years and years.
Oh, okay.
It is very, very scripture heavy. It is,
Got it.
it was very biblically written.
Okay.
But it was very life-changing for me. One of the things that I found throughout it, though, Janice, is they never talked about thoughts. And so I would come along as a facilitator saying, everything starts in your thoughts. So as a facilitator, I could kind of create my own thing. And I mean, the concept is great, and it was fab, feelings, attitudes, behavior. And so when the time came, the main guy who was facilitating it with me, life had changed for him, life had changed for me. And I knew that I was being called to write this course. But I also knew that it was to have zero scripture. It was only to be about the human experience, so that anybody, it does not matter. And I haven't figured out a better term, so please forgive me, because I really don't know a better way to say this. But I dumbed it down so that anybody, probably freshman, maybe even eighth grade, all the way to 100 years old, could understand and grasp what's in this course. So it took 9 months to write, and that was in 2023. So kind of like birthing a baby, right? I have a friend who actually, you got to know her through the course, Pam, and she became a facilitator with us as well in the boundaries journey. And so I had called her and said, hey, what would you think about helping me on this journey? She's like, I think it's great. I think it's exactly what's needed. As well as my sister, I had involved her in it as well. And so the three of us, kind of in a roundabout way, I wrote it, but they helped bring it to life. And it was, I started it January of 24, and it was simply a, so I rotate. 1 month it's on Zoom, the next month is in person here in Mesa, on Zoom, in person. And it was, I would print you each week and bring it or email it to you. And through that same networking group that we met, I also got to meet Rebecca, who is a published author, and did a one-to-one with her. And she's like, Mary, you're 95% done. Why don't you make it a workbook? And I was like, oh, wait, what? So did not see published author becoming part of this journey. So hopefully that
Interesting.
answers kind of your question
Well,
on
it
that.
does. It does. So, but when you were reaching out and searching because you were dealing with the issues with your son, was it through the church that you would find this boundaries course then? Is that it?
Yes,
Okay.
100%.
And then
And
you
there was a lot of my pe people in my life that I love dearly that, because it was at a church, they wouldn't take the class, but I knew that
Sure.
they needed it in their lives, right?
Well, I think instead of saying you're dumbing it down, I think maybe that what you might want to think about is saying something like you secular Yearlerized,
See?
if I can say that word, and or that you wanted it to reach more people, so you
I like that.
put it in lay terms, or you made it about, like you said the you used a term, it's about the power of the human, right? Or the
Yeah, the
if
human experience.
that, yeah, so that to make it about the human experience. And I think, and you say, I've got a quote here from you. She's, pa I say, you're passionate about empowering people to be the best and beautiful you that you were created to be inside and out. And that's really the essence that it
It
could
is.
be, right? So,
Yeah.
and
I
in a
like
way,
that. Thank you for those new words. And see, that's another thing about growth. Every day is an opportunity to learn something different and to flip the script on what you say,
yeah,
right?
I wanted more people to experience it.
Yeah, I like
So I
that.
put it into language, or I put it into a
Layman's
way,
terms,
yeah,
right?
layman's terms. I put
Yeah.
it into a way that more people could, that I could reach more people with it. And I think that's the key right there. And one of the sections in the course that you that I just experienced was the last one, which is about
Self-care.
self-care. And that's where so many of us struggle, because we don't realize what we don't what we're doing to ourselves, and we don't realize what's missing, perhaps, or how our life could be more fun or more full or whatever, until somebody stops us in our tracks and says, hey, you know, are you doing this, 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 and this, or are you not doing this, this, and this? And I noticed, everybody was different in the class. You know, like you ask us a question to share or something, I'm always the first one to speak because I don't want it to be dead silence. And I don't know what I'm going to say, but I usually will, you know, try to break the ice because that's who I am. And some people are more reluctant, and I feel as though they were heavier, some of the people that were there, you know, and had more issues. I don't think I've ever been in. I don't know. Like, this is a good question, actually. We all have our struggles, and we all have our problems, and we all have our problem people in our lives and things
Yes,
like that.
yes.
And but I have not walked in the shoes that you've walked in. And I know that you're an open book, and I know that your story is on your website, and it's a long one, and it's a troubled one. I mean, you've been through hell and back, to be honest, in
Yeah.
many ways, from when you were a child. And to look at you now, which is how I met you, I would have had no idea. Okay. So kudos to you for being strong enough to bring yourself through all of the issues in your world, and help, and now helping others. But I don't know. I never had that. I had a normal upbringing with two parents who and a sister, and you know, yeah, my parents fought, but you know, it wasn't like your life that I read about. And
Right.
so I always wonder, if you haven't had the extremes, whether you can grow as much. I don't know if that's making sense, but
No, it completely makes sense. And here's what I can tell you. My sister, for example, I met her at the bus stop of seventh grade. She
oh, wait
grew
a
up.
second. That's now what you who you call your sister? Okay.
Yes,
What was her
because they
name?
legally, Tammy.
Tammy, right.
Yep,
Oh,
because
okay.
her family legally adopted me on my
Got it.
17th birthday, as you read in my story, right? So I meet her at the bus stop of seventh grade, and you have to read the about me on my website to find out the deals on that, a little teaser for you. But she was that way. She grew up with two parents and two siblings, and
And you
here's
wanted
what
her family. You wanted
I
to be,
did. I did, right? And so, but even when I got inside, it wasn't all roses and butterflies, right? I mean, the majority of it was, don't get me wrong, but every family has their own thing. And even if it's not you, there is somebody in your life. If you, and I love that your whole thing is about relationships, because that's what I'm about too, right? Personal and professional. You really get to know somebody by asking them the right questions. A lot of us, so we come from the generation of it's none your business, shove it under the rug. What happens behind closed doors stays behind closed doors. And so, like for me, I was dying inside. On the outside, just like I heard you say, you would never have guessed what I walked through. I've been told I should have won an Academy Award because nobody would have ever guessed, right? And Because I didn't want anybody to know
Yeah, but that must
what
be
my
so
life was like.
stressful.
It is so
Yes.
not healthy. It
Yeah.
is so not healthy. And hurt people hurt people. So I was a hurt human,
Yeah.
hurting other humans, but it wasn't what I meant to do. That's not what I wanted to do.
But you were hurting yourself too.
I was, and I didn't think that anything was wrong with me. And going to a therapist has such a stigma. And I'm so grateful that we're finally getting to the point where it's healthy to go.
Yeah.
It's not a
Yeah.
stigma to go. But I think two of the important things, Janice, is I know that when I started in network marketing and I started having a team, I became a leader. I never saw myself as a leader. Just because I had people on the team, I never saw myself as a leader. And so when I heard the words, the hardest person you're ever going to lead is yourself, that was powerful to me because we lead people all day long. We lead our spouses, we lead our children, we lead our friends. But it's true, the hardest person we ever lead is ourselves and boundaries. Sure, boundaries is about other people, but the hardest people we ever have boundaries with is ourselves.
Yeah.
Right. So
Oh.
even if you have not had the to hell and back life that I have, there's still always something that's so deep bedded in our subconscious that's causing you to do what you do today that stems all the way back that you don't even
Oh,
have a memory of.
yes. I can think of an example too, actually. I struggle daily with my relationship with my girls, my two daughters. They're leading their own lives and they're here, but they're leading their own lives and they're busy and whatever. And they don't call, they text when they want something. And then my daughter, one of my daughters was away for 2 weeks and she on business and she was really sick when she got home. So I didn't see her. She was supposed to come over Sunday. I didn't see her. So I called Monday to see how she was. Like I said, do you want me to send food over? Do you want me, whatever. No, I'm just going to go to sleep, Mom. I call on FaceTime and she doesn't take my call. And then I called her again last night. She's got no time, no time. And so I'm supposed to understand that and let it be, right? And then it eats me up inside. And then I have this other piece that's in my back of my mind saying how I was when my mother called me. And my mother would say, I haven't heard from you for 2 weeks. And right away, my back's up, right? And so it's so weird, but it's there, like it's inside or
It
eating
is, and
away
it's
at
so
you.
subconscious,
Yeah.
right? It is so subconscious. But you know, it's interesting, Janice, because what I just heard you say was so powerful. I didn't hear these words until my son was 25 years old. Raise your children to leave you and not need
Yes.
you,
Yes.
right? And
Yes.
so that's not what I was shown. That's not what my friends were shown. But that's absolutely what you did with your girls. The other thing that was powerful that I heard you say, and I've had this struggle with some friends and my son as well, how come you only call me when you need something?
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah. We
And
should be
then,
glad that they're calling us.
right. But
Yeah.
at the same token, call us because you want to know how we are. You want,
Yeah.
like, not because you want something from us,
Yeah.
right?
Yeah.
And I think that that's super important with relationships. Don't be the person that the only time you call someone is because you need something from them.
Yeah.
Right. And I think during COVID, that was a really big wake-up call. Just checking in. How are you? How are you feeling through all this? How's your family? And let's not get away from that just because we're 4 or 5 years past it. Let's
So
stick
true.
true to that, right?
Yeah.
And just a simple phone call. And even if they don't answer, leave a voicemail. You know, hey, checking in on you. How you doing? Would love to hear your voice.
Yeah.
You don't want anything. And I think that as relationships, we need to get back to that.
Yeah, it's very true. It's very true. So, how do you divide your time, or do you? Because I know that you've done, as I have, and I love this that you've done on your website. You've got in your sections of your website have your course and then what you call inside beauty, outside beauty. So you've got an umbrella over the things that you do, which I love, the best and beautiful you. And how do you divide your time? Does it come in? I mean, you're very organized about your time. So do you or do you lean towards, like, do you love life coaching right now more than you love doing your Avon business? I don't mind saying that it's your Avon business. Or or is it the course that you're promoting and then teaching? So how do you balance it all, or do you?
Well, it's kind of a juggling act because on top of all that, I've also added
Oh,
substitute teaching
yes.
to as if I don't have enough to do.
Yeah.
And I, as you learned in the tea course, I talk about jam sessions. I talk
I
about
love that.
and it's not time management, it's person management, right? Because we all have 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. There is not one person that, because you have a different skin color or your bank account looks different, you don't have any more time or less time than I do. So it doesn't matter, right? And so when I learned that it was person management, and again, back to boundaries and leading myself is where that comes from. And so I do them in chunks and I do them in jam sessions. But I also have to allow myself time to fill up on me, going back to week four of the course, right? Self-care. I have to fill up on me. And so the last 2 days, I have not been go, go, go out of the home. I've been go, go, go in the home, but I gave myself two extra naps. What is that, right? Today is a go, go, go. But as you also learned in the T course, I do a lot of white space and I give myself 30 minutes in between. Heck, I gave myself an hour in between my last one to meet you, and I barely made it by the stair because, again, I got stuck by a train and I got stuck by somebody wanting to have a conversation with me. So you have to find your sweet spot. And so when you're juggling multiple things, even think about a young mama. You're juggling a job, you're juggling activities, you're juggling food prep, you're juggling shopping, you're juggling all these things. You've got to make sure that you fill up on you first and foremost before you pour out to everything and everybody
Put
else.
the life mask on you before anybody else.
Right? You learned last night. Good job.
That one I know, but I thought about you today because after my last call, it was over at noon my time, and I wanted to go grab a bite to eat, and so I got myself a sandwich and a cup of tea, and I put the TV on, and I sat down for half an hour, and I thought about you, and I thought, yeah, Mary would approve of this, so this is cool.
Yep.
Yeah,
I
and
was
then back
clapping,
at
even
it.
though they couldn't see me. I was clapping
Yeah.
for you.
So it's actually it's kind of the reward in a way for being one's own boss and being able to, make those decisions. But we have to do it wisely, and we have to, otherwise we're not going to get anywhere. Of course, we have to have those boundaries, but we also have to have those that the drive to get up and go back to work, to do
We
it,
do.
right? Yeah.
And how many times have you said, or have you heard somebody say when you ask, how are you? Oh, I'm busy. Oh, I'm busy. Busy doing what? Busy chasing your tail? Because that's what I used to do
Yeah.
until I learned these skills and put them to use and all that. And so there's a difference between being busy and being productive, right?
True.
And
Totally.
so you were productive by sitting down, having lunch, watching that 30 minutes of TV. You were productive because then you're taking your body down, you're calming your cortisol, you're doing all that so that you can then go be productive in
Right.
work again. So even if you're sitting on the couch eating bonbon, you are being productive, just not for like 2 hours, I'm just saying.
Just saying, right? So, in the back of the workbook that we have from your course, there's a very long list of books that you have read and recommend. Do you read constantly? Are you reading now?
Constantly.
What are you reading now?
So right now, I love being on book launches, and I was on a book launch for the book that I'm reading now. And it was I'm an Audible girl. So back to my sister for a second. I have a stack of books, and I always had intentions of reading them, but to sit and actually do that, it was just too hard. But when I'm folding laundry or I'm doing mundane things, I can listen. So my sister turned me on to Audible and I fought her, typical.
I'm still fighting it because I'm not
I
sure.
know. I know. Well, I'm telling you, it's powerful. It's
Well, I
powerful.
listen to
And
podcasts, so I'm sure it wouldn't be that big of
it
a.
is so good. It is so good. And so I found that even as being on the book launch, because I needed to read it on Kindle, even just to sit and do that, it was so
Yeah,
hard.
I don't like
And
doing that.
so I know. And so it came out on the 21st, and it was on Audible, and I already pre-ordered it on Audible. So, but it's called Joyful Outsiders. And so I believe most people know what FOMO is. Do you know what FOMO is? What is
Yes.
FOMO?
Fear of missing out.
Okay, what is JOMO? Let's flip that script. What's JOMO?
I'm going to guess it's joy of missing out. Yeah.
Absolutely, absolutely. And even as I was learning boundaries and I was learning different things, that being able, I always had this FOMO. I always had this fear of missing out. And so years ago, I flipped the script to JOMO. And then I always felt like an outsider. I've always felt like an outsider. I've always felt like an outsider. And so when this book, now these authors, they are pastors, just for clarity, and
Yeah.
they did write a book called Truth Over Tribe, which
Okay.
was a very powerful book. And that's how I met them. And so then they have a podcast. So I started listening to their podcast after I read their book. And then on the podcast, they announced they were doing the book launch. And because of, I know they're not going to be able to see it, Janice, but you will.
That's okay.
So as being part of the book launch, the first 100 people got this cool JOMO hat. Like,
Love it. Hang
can't
on,
make this
hang on,
stuff
hang
up.
on,
Oh,
hang on. By the way. Okay.
okay.
That. All right, here we go. Ready, set, smile. Okay, that's very cute. Very cute. All right.
So Joyful Outsiders is what I'm listening to now. I do a book a month. Sometimes I
Wow.
do maybe a little bit more. I have a few extra credits because I've been listening to more podcasts, listening to your podcast, listening to some newer ones that I've been introduced to. But when I'm in my car, it's podcast and Audible. I don't
Yeah.
listen to music. I don't listen to
Yeah,
any of
I don't
that.
either.
So
Okay.
yeah, that's what I'm reading now. And that list in the back, that is, trust me, I had to narrow it down. And it was
Huh.
really hard to narrow down because that list is probably five times what
Fine.
I've actually read five times more than
Yeah.
what made it in the workbook.
Wow, that's amazing. So, are you still as excited about building a team in your direct sales company as you were back when you started?
So here, that's a great question. And so here's what I have to tell you. The answer is yes, with a however.
Okay.
In the very beginning, again, I didn't see myself as a leader, but the
Yeah.
person, and not even the person who brought me into the business, but her person, saw something in me that I didn't see in myself. And that's usually how it goes, right?
Yeah.
And
Yeah.
so I had built this team. I was at one point, I was like number two in Arizona. And then Avon made some poor choices. Mary made some poor choices. Life happens, da da da. And the last couple of years, I haven't even offered the business at all the last couple of years. However, December of 24, they made some incredible changes to where I've started offering the opportunity a couple times a week now. So it's almost like there's this newfound fresh excitement that has come on to me that was there 18 and a half, it'll be 19 years in
Yeah.
June that I joined this business, right? And so it's back and I'm super excited about it.
That's interesting because it's actually very similar with Send Out Cards. I was on a call yesterday because they asked me to be part of this group to beta test this new card editor that's coming out soon, which is really exciting. And there were a couple of people on this call that I hadn't seen for years, who have just resurfaced. And it seems like that's what's happening. Maybe it's the world, maybe it's the industry, maybe it's just these people that have come back around, but there's something happening because, well, there's a lot happening, right? Especially in the United States, but we don't want to go
Yeah,
there.
there
But
is.
yeah.
No.
And I think
Well, and
people.
even on Facebook Memories, I just love Facebook Memories. But 2 years ago, this right now, I was in New York. I was one of 50 out of tens of thousands selected to be a voice for the field. And so
Nice.
I got to go to New York and be, it was Brand Beehive was a group I was in. A lot did not come out of that. There's been some shift. And LG, which is a Korean, South Korean-based
Yep.
company, they bought the North America side of Avon back
Well,
in
they did.
2018.
Yeah.
Yes. And so their home and household, that's why we can offer Korean beauty that we have. And they own Reach, an example. And now Canada and Avon are uniting forces. So now Canada is now part of the US. And they're still trying to make it to where people in Canada, I don't know if it's going to happen because I know there's all the tariffs, all those different things. But now Canada and the US coming together, I think that that was a really good shift for Avon as well. So a lot of good things have come, but it's only been in the last few months.
Well, that's interesting, though. LG, I think of appliances and
Yeah,
television.
TV and
Yeah.
yeah, that's an
Interesting.
umbrella. So it's the LG H&H home and household, I
Oh,
think
okay.
home
Yeah,
and
got it.
something, household and home, something like that. But that's where, yeah, so
Well,
there's so much to offer.
so my theory is that there's only five people that own the world anyway. It's like, that own everything. I was talking, I don't, wasn't on my podcast. I was talking to someone last week. I don't think it was on my podcast. I'm not sure if it was someone who's going, oh, it was someone who's coming on my podcast. I don't know. And he was telling me, oh, yeah, it was a guy I met on LinkedIn, a really interesting guy. And he used to work for George Lucas for 20 years.
Oh.
Yeah. And we talked about that because I love entertainment industry and everything. And it was bought by Disney. And Disney
Yes.
has not done it well, apparently. Right? But Disney owns ABC Television Network. Disney owns ESPN. It owns a bunch of stuff, right? But when we were talking to this guy, he said to me that the company that owns the biggest share of Disney, so actually rules Disney, is not Disney or a founding family
Nope.
member. It's BlackRock, is it called? I think it's a big company that's a multinational investment type company. And they have, if not the biggest shares, the second biggest number of shares, voting shares, to Disney. The first person is, got this right, Jeff Bezos's ex-wife. And he's the guy that
I
owns
did not know
Amazon.
that.
Yeah. So, like,
Mackenzie?
yeah, that's right. Mackenzie
Oh,
Scott. So,
wow.
like, they've got, right? It's like there's five people that they all own everything, right? So,
Yeah.
it's very, I think it's called BlackRock. But anyway, very fascinating. So,
Yeah.
I know that you probably, I'm curious to know what your answer will be to this, my last, second to last question. And that is, my favorite word is curiosity. And I want to know whether you think it is innate or learned and what you're most curious about today. So,
Those
two-part
are
question.
two-part question. I love it. I believe that it is innate in us. Think about when we were little. Why? And then adults shut that down. They dull that spirit in us. And so we stop learning. And then there's that saying, curiosity killed the cat. No, it didn't.
Yeah.
No, it didn't. Right. So I think curiosity is there. I think you have to tap into it as an adult. And I am always curious about other people. When I learn to ask the right questions instead of how are you? So instead of how are you, what exciting thing is happening in your life right now, or what are you looking forward to this week or this year or whatever,
Yeah.
right? So learning to have those different questions opens that curiosity spark. And so I'm always curious about other people and their story and helping them pull out their story like others did for me along the journey.
Nice. All right. And last question, what is your favorite or best piece of advice you would like to leave with my audience?
So there are so many, but I think as I land this plane, when I was working full time in corporate America and I was making more in my side gig business than I was at corporate, and I wanted to do this full time, I fought because we were the only department that did not have part time. I fought corporate. I won. This was when the last downturn happened in 2012, and I was laid off shortly after. Okay. To this day, that department still has part time. So right. But I decided, okay, I'm going to spend the weekend, and then I'm going to figure out how to do this thing full time. I'm happy to report it took me 8 years to figure out how to do it, okay? Because you don't have somebody telling you what to do, when to do it, how to do it, right? It comes back to that personal management, leading boundaries yourself. But the advice, and this was from a dear friend. We don't chat anymore, and I don't know why. It's one of those we just kind of went our separate
Yeah.
ways. But she was a coach of mine at the time, and if we weren't friends, I don't know that I would have ever spoken to her. But it's one of the best advice. And she said to me one day, "Mary, you're full of great ideas. When are you going to do something with them?" And that just like smacked me, even though we weren't face to face, we were over the phone. But it was like she smacked me across the face. And from that moment on, I decided I'm going to tell you what I've done, not what I'm going to do. So don't tell people what you're going to do, show them what you've done.
Beautiful. That's really good advice. Totally. Yeah, totally good advice. Love this. Thank you, Mary. How can people find you? And I will put it in the show notes. And if they're
Okay.
interested in looking into your course, or they need some Avon products and they've lost their
Yeah.
person, or they,
Yep.
right? How can they find you?
So bestandbeautifulyou.com, all spelled out, BEST, the word and spelled out, AND, BEAUTIFUL, and the word you, all spelled out, YOU.com gives everything in one stop shop. You can find my tea course. The about will tell you the story. You can read that story and get some more details about meeting my sister. Your outside beauty is Avon, and then your inside beauty is just a little mix
Coaching.
of things, right? My life coaching. So whatever I can do to support you, to help you, and not even to help you, to empower you to be the best and beautiful you that you were created to be inside and out, I would love an opportunity. But at the same token, one thing you can do for absolutely free, my favorite four-letter F word, is go to the contact me and join my mailing list. I promise I don't spam you. I send a newsletter once a week and a blog once a month. That's what you'll get from me. Unless you want something more, then let me know. But that's something you can do for free.
That's
And then the
amazing.
usual social, like
Sure.
Best and Beautiful You on Facebook, on Insta, and on
LinkedIn.
LinkedIn. I'm Mary Kaminska on LinkedIn, right? But I don't do any of the X or TikTok or any of
No,
the. I think I'm on Pinterest, but I never go on there. But I think I'm on there.
I. Well, thank you again for your time and for your wisdom, and I appreciate you being here. Thank you to my audience for being here, and remember to stay connected and be remembered. Thanks for joining us. If today's show inspired you to make a new connection, why not start with me? Head over to LinkedIn and connect with me. Be sure to let me know you are a podcast listener because I select one listener each month who connects with me on LinkedIn for a complimentary profile audit. And you know I love to meet new people, so I hope you take me up on it. Don't forget to stay connected and be remembered.